Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
皆さん、こんにちは。
こんにちは。
Hello, everyone. Today, we will be relaxing to the topic of 子供の遊び or 子供の頃してた遊び。
So, 子供の遊び like kids games, children's games, or 子供の頃してた遊び like games you played as a kid.
うん。
だね。
はい。タイは何かあった？小さい頃してたの？
いっぱいあったと思うけど、あんま、まあ、ちょぴっと覚えてるけど、あんま覚えてないな。
あんま覚えてない。
ちは？
私はね、なんか、We'll talk about this later too, but パンパン、うん、なんか手遊びみたいなのいっぱいしてた。
ああ、手遊びね。
うん。
そうだね。うん、僕の知ってる手遊びは、あの、パンパン、なんかハイファイブやつ、パン、ハイファイブ、なんだったっけ？パティケーキ？
うんうんうん。
だったっけ？
パティケーキできる？、うん、
それだけ知ってる。いやー、適当にできるけど。
適当
適当じゃなかったらできないかもしれんけど。
うん、わかるよ。それはよくわかる。
できる。
うん。
チアはできる？
私、パティケーキね。パティケーキ、パティケーキの後知らない。
え？I didn't even know that was there. I just like, oh yeah, patty cake, yeah, clap, 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 patty cake, yeah.
それ以外なんかあるのかな？うん、I don't know if it goes beyond that.
多分ある。うん、ある気がする。
All right, I asked Tai if he had anything that he played when he was little.
I had a few things, but I don't quite remember them. We'll talk about them a little bit later too, though. But then I asked, yeah, Chie wa?
And then I said, I just remember doing hand asobis playing. So hand plays.
Yeah.
Slap them.
Hand games?
Hand games. Yeah. I guess asobi in that context would translate as games.
Yeah. Yeah, and then just kind of, we talked about patty cake.
Yeah.
Can you do patty cake? No, I can't.
Patty cake.
Patty cake. Yeah, what would you say in Japanese? Patty cake.
Patty cake.
Oh, yeah. Cake.
But the first one that we have that we want to introduce is called あっち向いてほい.
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 So like face that way and then hoi, like throw something?
You got the first part right.
Yay. けどほいわかんない.
So, いくよ. ゲームは こうprogress します。I can't speak in either languages today.
Oh no. Oh no.
まず、二人向き合います。で、じゃんけんします。最初はグー、じゃんけん、ポン。勝った人があっち向いてって言って、ほいって言った瞬間に、この負けた人は顔をどっちかに向けるのね。上か下か、右か左か。で、勝った人がほいって指さすのね。上か下か、右か左か。うん、で、はい、一緒の、同時に、so, if I pointed to the left, 左にポイントして、その人も左向いてたら、ビーターできるの。
ああ、you can flick their forehead?、
うん、
yeah. そうなんだ。
そう。or whatever punishment that's light that as a child you can do to others.
So, 罰ゲーム. I think that's actually a really good thing we should probably bring up pretty early on is what a 罰ゲーム is. So, what's a 罰ゲーム, Chie?
罰ゲームはね、罰 is a 罰, which is an X, which is saying that literal translation would be X game. So, if you lost, you...
It's like a punishment game, basically.
Yeah, but it's not really a game. It's just a punishment, I think.
Yeah. So, 罰 is the punishment portion of it.
And also X, you get an X if you get things wrong in Japan too. So like boo boo, that sound effect goes along with the finger butsu or, you know, the arm butsu as well.
Yeah, people will actually do that if like I say an answer wrong at like wherever, whoever I'm talking to. Sometimes I'll just get boo boo and then they'll like cross their fingers and just like, it's like I failed.
Yeah.
Like I failed the game.
I don't know where that comes from though. That's a culture thing that everyone in Japan...will know how to do. They'll just do the finger boo-boo thing at you.
Yeah.
With the sound effect.
And then there's the maru.
Hi.
I've had some students, because I teach kids also, so they also, I've had, like, I don't know what, I don't remember what they, what the context was, but they just went like, ping-pong, ping-pong, and then they, like, put both of their arms completely over their head, and that's, like, the maru, that's the circle to mean right. And I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, everyone knows how to do that, too. The funny story, I went to Montana to visit Caleb's parents, and I got out of the car to go check if a store was open or a restaurant was still open. Are you open still? Can we sit down? I'm saying that I did the maru thing to
Caleb. Did the maru thing. Oh, okay.
Caleb, yes.
Okay, okay. I'm like, wait, huh?
So I did that to Caleb and Caleb's mom. And Caleb was like, okay, yeah, we're good, let's go. But his mom was confused of me just doing maru over my head with my arms. Usually, and then I asked him, Caleb, like, how would you actually do it if you were American? He said just thumbs up.
Yeah. I would thumbs up over my head so that you can see or whatever.
So. Yeah, 面白いと思った.
But the maru, just picturing as someone who didn't grow up with the maru, it's just so funny to see people, like, the thought of you just doing a maru. It's funny. But, okay, we got kind of sidetracked. I wanted to break down the Atsumite Hoi. The Japanese, you said. So, can you explain it one more time, kind of more in English?
In English? Yeah. 二人でじゃんけんを行う is two people doing じゃんけん, which is rock, paper, scissors. And whoever won will say Atsumite Hoi, is which means look that way and hoi. Hoi is like just a word to fill sound.
Yeah.
You're kind of swiping or hoiing their face in a like direction.
Some sort of action, like the sound that implies some sort of movement or action.
Yeah. And then when they're あっち向いて and then on hoi, the winner points left, right, up, or down in one direction.
Mm.
And the loser moves their head up, down, left, right, whichever direction that they choose. And if they're pointing the same way, the loser loses, and then they get whatever batsugame that you guys decided that you would have.
And then the batsugame that you suggested was flick their forehead, right?
So, binta. Binta. Binta janai kana.
All I know is there's a Pokemon move called Ofuku Pinta, which is like the slap thing, the slap move that Jigglypuff uses.
Odeko, ode, nanda? Odeko pin kana? Deko pin? Ah, deko pin da, deko pin.
A deko pin? Deko pin?
Binta is your cheeks, and ofuku binta is cheek slapping.
Oh,
back and forth.
Okay. And then odeko pin, so odeko is your forehead, and then pin is like the sound effect of hitting.
Yeah. Deko pin. Deko pin sareru no.
Okay.
Toyu asobi desu. Usually it's out of three or something. You'll decide before you start. Chotto matte yo. Have we ever talked about janken before this episode on our podcast?
No.
Do you want to do that
talk
first?
About okay. that, actually. Yeah.
We should have started there.
Yeah, probably, right? So janken. Janken pong. So in Japan, how you play janken pong, it's like you do like three shakes of your fist, right? So one shake, jang, two shake, ken, three shake, pong. And that's when you do like the actual hand signs, like the rock, paper, or scissors, right? But at least where I grew up in America, we say rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And those are four like taps of your like, right? So rock, tap one, paper, tap two, scissors, tap three, shoot. Shoot is when you do the hand sign. So it's like four. And it really confuses me a lot.
It's actually interesting because even in America, I think on the West Coast, they actually do it on the third count. So they just say rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
That's so weird to me. I can't. So I've messed up rock, paper, scissors. Like the most fundamental game for deciding everything in Japan, I can't properly do.
それはあるよ。でもね、the fundamentals of Japan in indecisiveness times, they'll do, there are a couple things. So you can do janken, which is rock, paper, scissors. You can do pulling for a string or something, which happens a lot, like, or ohashi even. They'll have waribashi, and they'll take a pen and mark one of them, and then say, pull from this pile. And then whoever gets the atari, or hazure, is the dobe, or batsugame, or whatever you want to do. And then...
Dobe.
Yeah.
Loser.
Yes. And the last one is... amidakuji. Shitteru?
Amidakuji? Wakannai. Nani?
It's essentially like a spider web thing, vertical web, that goes down to a thing on the bottom, which has your answers. And you go down the ladder to get your whatever at the end. So, okay, that didn't that probably didn't make sense at all.
Yeah, I don't know what that meant.
So, let's say you have four people that has to do something and we have to decide something. So, you put the four people's names or 1, 2, 3, 4 at the top. You have a vertical line coming down from each column. So, if you have four people, you have four things going down, four vertical lines.
Right.
And then you randomly put vertical, like, hashigo lines or ladder lines going, so just random ones in a couple places. So you might have, like, I don't know, 10 or 8 or 10 vertical lines that kind of connect the ladders. And then whatever you decide or you're trying to decide, it goes at the very bottom. So you have four options. Maybe you leave them blank and one of them is a hazure, or, you know, each option has something, some value like red, blue, yellow, whatever. But if you follow the amidakuji all the way down from the top to bottom, so wherever you hit the horizontal line, you follow the horizontal line.
Swap.
And that's how you decide.
Okay, so you just kind of like chuck it all on there and then just follow wherever it leads.
So.
Okay, I think I understand that.
Apparently it's called ghost leg in English if you translate it.
Yeah, I've never heard of ghost leg before.
Imagine like, what is it, a tournament thing where you have two teams playing each other and then, you know, the tournament things go tournament to brackets. The very top. It's kind of like that, but they're all equally spaced vertical lines with randomness. Okay. In the middle.
I think that makes enough sense. Like, we just kind of follow it until it ends, and then that's our decision.
This. So those are the three. So, yeah, 簡単だよでも作るの。簡単。ちょっと紙ある。ちょっと鉛筆ある。ガガガガって書いて。まあ分かったらきっと簡単だよね。うん。今度やってみてよ。うん。で、wait, did we explain じゃんけんの？ちょっと待って。We need to.
Because you said like gu and choki and stuff and pa, but what are those jie?
So janken, and then on pong, you pick rock, paper, scissors, whichever one, just like same in everywhere else probably. And then gu is your rock. Choki is your choki, which is your hasami.
Your scissors.
Scissors.
Which is your scissors.
And then pa is your open hand, is your pa.
Pa. It's a sound effect, right? If you're like holding something and then it like disappeared, like this sound effect of opening your hand, you're like, pa or whatever, right? Pa. That's why they call it pa.
But if you are, what is it? Aiko. Aiko, which is...
Yeah, if you tie.
You tie, then you say aiko de shou, which is... What? How do you even say anything in English?
If we tie in English, I will do like the same exact thing. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, we tied. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
めんどくさい。同じじゃない？同じなんじゃないの？いや、違う。日本は最初グーじゃんけんポン。アイコショ。アイコでしょ。アイコでしょ。 That's how you say it.
Oh, yeah, and then just like one, right? And then you just go again and again.
If you're going really, really fast, you say, 最初グーじゃんけんポン。ショ、ショ、ショ、ショ。 Until you win.
How many times can you tie?
A lot.
I would get out of sync so quickly with people.
Would be surprised. When I was... 日本にいた時にサッカーチームに所属しておりましたが we would try to decide teams and stuff. And... で、じゃんけんで決めようとしてて everyone just knew the timing. You just knew.
Yeah.
It was like 12 people. Yeah. doing shah, shah, shah.
Yeah.
Really fast.
That's another thing is you can play junken with like so many people in a group. I've never played with more than like one person. So the first time I saw Japanese people playing in a group of like five, I was like, my brain is broken. How does this work?
あとは、あっち向いてほい, we talked about. There are other 手遊びs that have maybe children's rhymes associated with them. We won't go into the super baby ones since that would probably get annoying if I sang all of the songs. But
yeah.
The ones I remember that I did in 幼稚園 was Mikan no Hana. I won't sing the whole thing, but Mikan no Hana ga saiteiru. And then you do the clapping thing.
Okay.
And there's a Nibban, and there's like a more advanced version of the hand asobi.
Okay. So you just have to like follow along with it? Or like, do you play that against someone or you just follow along?
They're marrying you and you're doing the same thing. But that specific song has a certain hand motion. It's like a secret handshake, okay. But it's really long.
Okay.
And it's to a song. So you know, ない? America で?
ないとは言えないけど, 僕はやったことないかなと思う。
A patty cake is kind of.
Kind of. But I never learned patty cake very well at all. So.
そうね。
And patty cake, it was always like kind of a girl's game. So I never, like, you know?
なるほど。
So I guess with that question, is the game that you described, the Mikan no Hana, is that like for everyone? Or is that like kind of, does that feel like more of a girly game or whatever?
あ、そうね。 あっち向いてほい is probably neutral. Mikan no Hana specifically, I think I only played it with girls. Ayatori, which is yarn hand crossing.
Oh yeah, the yarn thingy.
Yeah. What are they called?
What's it called in English? Eh?
Ayatori?
Cat's cradle?
Is it? Okay, I trust you. But you essentially take anything that is circular band that's about, I don't know, 3 feet, 2 feet.
3 feet? How many is it?
30 centi くらい.
Yeah.
40 centi くらい. And you make a bunch of shapes out of it.
3 feet.
I don't know. I don't know feet.
Like a foot and a half, maybe.
You can make like Tokyo Tower とか Ayatori でなんか革作ったりとかゴム作ったりとか。
Yeah. Wait, I actually am really curious. I wonder if Tokyo Tower is the same as the Eiffel Tower in English. If it's like the same design. Is that a thing? Am I just making this up and I'm not? Yeah,
wow.
It's the same.
Okay.
It's the same. Eiffel Tower and Tokyo Tower is the same. That's interesting.
次行ってみたいのは 階段 ゲーム.
階段 ゲーム?
うん.
危なさそう.
階段 ゲーム.
Running up and downstairs とか?
kind of, yes. But only up. Only up. So,
okay.
これは学校でもしたけど, if you go to shrines, you'll also find really long staircases. And then when you're a child and when your moms are talking or your dads are talking, you're like, well, I don't want to pay attention to these conversations. We're going to go play because we're kids. で、階段 ゲームをするのね。Your じゃんけん will come in handy here. So you start at the very bottom. で、whoever wants to play can play. This one doesn't have a limit to numbers. But you do 最初くる じゃんけん ポン. And if you win, you get to go up the stairs how many ever steps you won with. So if you put a gu out, it's guriko. So you go up guriko.
Okay.
3 steps.
Mm.
If you win with a choki, which is scissors, it's chiyokoreito. So chiyokoreito, which is what, 6 letters?
6? Oh, yeah.
De, pa de kattara, pa inatsupuru. Wait, why are they the same?
Pineapple?
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 Yeah, the two counts as a syllable here.
Oh, okay. I'm like, is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay. Pineapple? Yeah, it?
Yeah, I always thought that the pa was the most, but apparently choki and pa is the same amount, so.
You've just been playing it wrong. Yeah. Who knows?
But. So you go up how many ever steps, so gu is 3 and pa or choki is 6. And whoever gets the top wins. Or whoever gets the top first wins. Yeah.
Okay. That kind of sounds fun. That sounds less dangerous than I imagined it to be. 走って、なんか、上が、 ったりしてたら下がってりしてたら絶対危ないよね。
そうね。それは言えてる。there's another one that you can play indoors. This one is indoors. I think the next two one are indoors. But 指すまっていうゲームがあるの。聞いたことある？
指すま？
うん。
わかんないかも。何？
指すまは you sit in a circle with how many people you want. Two is kind of boring, but if you get too many people, you can't really see everyone's fingers. But you sit with your hands out in front of you and fists kind of clamped together, and your thumbs are on the top. で、指すま一って言って、you take turns in a circle. You just keep taking turns. And whatever you say the number after 指すま on your turn, that's how many fingers you want the whole group to have up. So let's say you and me were playing, right? And I say 指すま一 and I only have one thumb up and you have zero. Total number of 指すま's up is one. So I get to take away one hand. So I'm left with one hand left.
Okay.
わかるかな? And then you keep playing until you lose both of your hands and then you win.
Okay, so it's only you put your thumb up, but I try to mess up the number that you're saying.
Yeah.
So if I put my thumb up then, and you had your thumb up, then you would just not win that round?
Yep, so you would just keep going in a circle until you get your numbers correct. So if you were playing with two people, the minimum number would be zero, maximum number would be four. So you can say 指すま1, 指すま0, 指すま4, whatever number, and then you keep playing.
うん、面白そう。
うん、楽しいよ。
That sounds like a fun game.
It's like a party game. You can just casually play.
That one I would totally play now.
Yeah, I would too.
他の全部のやつは今まで、うん、なんかあんまやりたくなかったけど、これはやりたい。
うん、今度やろう。
うん、やろう。
But I found this map of Japan that dictates regions of Japan which say the 指すま part differently.Which I thought was kind of interesting. So there's 一世の世 instead of saying 指すま。一世の世、指すま。一世ので。この、これ面白い。ちっちっち、パリちっちって何？
え？
わかんない。I don't know where that is.
日本のどこ？ I think, 奈良？
奈良かな？奈良らへんかな？
名古屋？
うん。
なんだっけ？愛知？
うん。とか、
around there, maybe? Well, Aichi is actually more.
うん。ちちの、いちにの、せっさん、せっさんはどこなんだろうね。ルンルン。
せっさん。
いや、意味不明なのがいっぱいあるんですけれども。
意味不明。What are they talking about?
Yeah.
九州は？
九州は？
あんま見えない。
うん、これ白いよね、だって。It's white.
白い。
指すまなんじゃない？知らないけど。
ちばり？あバリって入ってるから九州かもしれんね。バリ。だってバリ方とかあるやん。
そうね。バリうまい。いや。
うん、バリうまい。バリ is like めっちゃ in 博多弁 or 九州弁。
いや、多分ね、博多弁だと思う。熊本じゃ言わないバリ。
あ、OK 、
うん。
I say バリ。I try to say バリ。
You try to say バリ。
Sometimes it comes out naturally. Sometimes it's just like, yeah, I'm trying. 、
うんthis one, my cousins still play this sometimes with the youngest. I don't know if they do anymore, but they used to. And I play this a lot. パンパンビームっていうゲーム。
パンパンビーム。
パンパンビーム。
ビーム？
そうそうそう。
シャークビームみたいな絵文字。
そうそう。パンパン is sound effect for your hands clapping. And the beam is beam.
Okay.
So it's kind of like junking, except it's cooler. And it's actually a game instead of you trying to win, you know.And have an end result. But essentially, there's three things you can do. Actually, there's kind of four, but three basic ones. You can baria. Baria, which is barrier.
Barrier?
Yeah. Mm. I was going to say barrier. I don't know.
Barrier. Barrier.
And then you can tameru. Tameru is to acquire or to store.
I feel like in this case, tameru would probably mean charge.
Mm-hmm. And then...Last one is blackhole, black hole. So you're playing to get the other person with your black hole.
Okay.
So you're trying to tameru enough ammo to create a blackhole, but you can defend with a baria.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So one tameru, which is like your hand clamping I don't know how to describe this in audio form.
You like grab your hands together, basically, like kind of almost like two fists, but you're grabbing your hands.
If you know what a choir stance is, when, you know, choir people stand and put their hands in front. People. Yeah, it's that. Okay. You clasp your fingers together and your elbows are out to your sides.
Mm.
それをためて、ため、ためたのを3つためるとブラックホールが打てる。So if you save three of your ammo, you can create a black hole.
Okay.
あ、ちょっと待って。Sorry, wait. 一回貯めたらブラックホールね。And then there's sometimes rules in which you can become like a god in this game. So you can you can do god and trump a black hole.
Okay. So, okay, if you have the black hole, you can shoot it and then the person protects with the barrier.
Yes. And then it doesn't affect them. But okay.
If you both shoot the black hole?
That's a tie because your black hole doesn't trump the other person's black hole. They're just the same. So you have to get them when they're tameru-ing.
Right.
And then, yeah, if you do the god thing, then you can trump someone else's black hole.
How do you do the god thing? What's the requirement for the god thing?
Okay, so to clarify, if you do tameru, you can shoot a black hole. If you tameru three times, you can be a god. Without dying.
Okay.
Without dying.
Okay, okay. And the god thing, just like, if you do the god thing, you win, basically?
Yeah. Well, I think you can still protect your buddy up, but it will trump your tameru in black hole.
Okay. Okay.
Fukuzatsu. So. But I used to actually play with pom-pom gun instead of like pom-pom black hole.
Okay.
Or Kamehameha. We called it Kamehameha because we were from Kumamoto and that's what we did. So it was guns, like, you know, pointy guns with your fingers, and then Kamehameha would be the god thing that we would do. So that would be the three charge, but it's confusing. Wakaru? So you would do pam pam tameru. Pam pam shoot, because I just tameru.
Shoot, yeah.
Pam pam.
Pam pam.
And then
baria. Yeah, like baria.
Yeah.
Event that could get pretty fast too, right?
Yeah, it can go really fast.
面白いよ.
I would also play this one.
Yeah, I would play this one now even. Yeah, it's literally a Kamehameha, isn't it?
The it hand is. Sign.
Like,
yeah.
Just picture Goku.
Yeah. That's your black hole or Kamehameha, whichever version you want to play. Tai wa nanka hoka no asobi shite ta?
I've played Kakurenbo toka Onigokko, so tag and hide and seek. Kakurenbo, hide and seek. Onigokko, tag. I actually find that one really interesting because Onigokko is like you're pretending to be an Oni, right?
Oni? Orc?
Oni is just Oni.
Okay.
It's like ogre, but also can be monster, but also can be ghost. And Oni is like a Japanese monster, basically.
So Onigokko would be tag. And then there's a multi-people version that's called Keidoro, which is Keisatsu and Dorobo, which is you just have more its. Yeah, more Onis.
Yeah.
You usually have like a Keimusho. Keimusho is
prison.
You have a Keimusho location, and then you also have the cops running around. And then the thieves
can also
go save them, their people. So like it's an infinite loop of tag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've played that at school. Mm. Oh, I played that at school. I think even as like a gym class, we've played that.
Yeah. We used to play that a lot in Yōchien. The red light, green light, just one more thing, I guess. The name, I guess. Daruma-san ga koronda. Red light, green light is the thing where you have a person that's facing the wall and do they say anything? Red light, I think. Green light. And then they turn around?
Yeah,
or green light, red light. I don't know, whichever one. And you're not supposed to be moving when the person that's it turns around and looks at you. And you're trying to touch the wall that they're on. But Daruma-san is... Not Daruma. I don't
know. Daruma.
Okay, I don't know if there's a separate name, but a Daruma looks like a ball with the head and the body kind of just squished together and just looks like a bean, like a really squished round bean. And it has large eyes.
It's red, right?
Yes, it has red. Mm. It has very large eyes that come unpainted and you paint their eyes in when your wishes come true. I can't remember on occasions. But Daruma-san is usually upright. and they're not supposed to fall over. Mm-hmm. And so the game is called Darumasanga Koronda. And okay. It says, Darumasanga Koronda, and then look back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then if somebody's moving, they're out.
Yes.
And if they're not, they're okay.
Yeah. And then it can say, Darumasanga Koronda. Darumasanga Koronda.
Daruma-san, I feel like, what's it? Is it just like a child's thing? Or is it like a Shinto or a Buddhist thing? Or do you know?
I don't know what origin Daruma is. Wait, does it come from the word Dharma? Oh my Probably. Gosh, it does. I didn't
That's
know
what
that.
I was kind of thinking. Okay, right, Dharma. I can't even describe Dharma. It's some sort of concept.
I'm going to look that up later because I don't think everyone wants to know what Daruma means. But Daruma-san is like a character in Japanese culture. There's a round red thing with thighs that you're supposed to paint in on certain occasions.
And they're not supposed to korobu. They're not supposed to fall over.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. That was, I don't know, I learned a lot of, I didn't know most of these games, so I feel like I just kind of listened the whole episode. But 今日の質問です。子供の頃どんなゲームしてた？
私は何してたかな？いや、いっぱい鬼ごっこしたと思うな。
全部。
うん。
僕も鬼ごっこだった。いつも。まあ、かくれんぼもちょっとしてたけど、大体鬼ごっことか。
え、かくれんぼ、かくれんの上手だった？
まあまあ上手だったかな。まあ、普通に、普通に。
普通に見つかった？
そうかも。ちは？上手だった。
私は、いや、結構上手だったじゃないかな。わかんないけど。How did I still remember?、
うん、そうそうそう、わかる、うん。うん。僕もそんな感じ。うん、まあ、多分上手だったかなと思うけど、いやー、本当に上手だったかわかんない。
そうそう、わかんないね。
うん。
では皆さん、じゃんけんをするときは、グー出したらきっと勝てるよ。
嘘だけど。
嘘だけど。わら。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/LBJP to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.